From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Marty Lynch from Eureka College. He is here to tell us more about the theater department's current production of Pippin, running this weekend at the Pritchard Theater. Marty, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so for people who've never heard of Pippin, there are some of them out there. Tell us a little bit about this show.
Okay, Pippin is about Pippin, the son of Charlemagne, and that's about as historically accurate as it gets. From there, they immediately stop being from the 800s, and a theater company. They have both met up. The theater company wants to put on the perfect show, and Pippin wants to find a life that has meaning and is fulfilling. Mm-hmm. And they get together and put together the show that is Pippin, his life and times, mm-hmm. and the entire play is the episodes of Pippin looking for and exploring and ultimately deciding what a meaningful life is.
Fundamentally, Pippin is really, it's the story of a young man who's trying to find his place in the world and trying to find some sort of calling that he finds meaning in. And in that way, I think it's a really good fit for a troupe of college-age performers because the play itself speaks to an experience that many of them are having.
Absolutely. There are topics that, you know, the students are discussing that the show addresses. There are topics that the faculty are addressing that this show addresses. You know, I think the show is 40, 45 years old, and it is incredibly accessible mm-hmm. even today. I think it's just one of those plays that struck a chord at its time and strikes a chord even now.
And to that end, the music remains very accessible. You know, it was written in the 70s, but it doesn't necessarily sound like the 70s in terms of its music. Can you talk a little bit about the composer?
That's Stephen Schwartz, who is now famous for being the composer of Wicked. But at the time, he was the kid who wrote the music for Godspell. And Pippin was a project of his from college. He wrote it with some other folks, obviously. And in college, it was called Pippin, Pippin. When they got it to Broadway, they shortened it to just Pippin. And the music then, it's almost a time capsule of what he was listening to. He was lots of late 60s, early 70s music going on the radio there. He lists the Mamas and the Papas as a particular influence at that particular time. But it all shines through as just this, I mean, every song there is, it has a pop culture feel to mm-hmm. it. It's light and it's fun, but you know, when you listen a little closer, those lyrics have real meaning. He really writes some beautiful music. And yet you can still see where the later musicals are going to shine through. You can see those early seeds of what's coming in the next few decades. I think he was 24 when Pippin opened on Broadway.
Yeah, there are some numbers in this musical that are really unforgettable. I remember being of a certain age and being obsessed with the song Corner of the Sky. And Magic to Do is still kind of part of the, you know, the musical theater canon. And that's sort of the signature number of the acting troupe, the company.
It is. Magic to Do is the opening number, Corner of the Sky. Pippin almost has two opening numbers. It's got or like two I Want songs.
Yeah.
Back to back. And they're both beautiful. Every single song, I've had the hardest time when people ask me, which one's your favorite song? If you ask anyone in my house, I'm singing a different one every day. It's a show that gets in your head and just keeps processing.
Now, this is being produced through the theater department at Eureka College. However, you also have a community element to the way that you cast and the way that you produce these shows. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. At Eureka College, we have open auditions, which means anybody can come in. So we've got a couple of different groups in the area, in particular people who've been auditioning or working in other community theaters. We have a Eureka High School student, Eve Yoder. She's in the company. Tristan Schoenert, who I'm pretty sure is in middle school. He's in the company as well. We have a couple of alumni. We have a faculty member who's playing Bertha. That's Cecilia Hennessy. And people who found out that we were doing Pippin and wanted to get involved, they came and auditioned. And what we find useful about that is people who have theater backgrounds of their own bring that knowledge into our theater, and our students get to experience, you know, the interaction of people who have different perspectives. And we get to bring theater opportunities where, you know, there isn't always an awful lot. There was a little time there where Conklin's Barn was shut down. Now they've reopened. But for a little while there, it was, you know, they weren't there, and those opportunities were gone for a bit. Now they're back, and people are able to do even more theater than before, which is wonderful.
But you provide a really unique opportunity for people who live in Eureka and beyond to attend a really wonderful production.
Yeah, and it's a show that you don't see in that many venues.
Mm-hmm.
It was just on Broadway, and I think in 2013, so it was revived. But it hasn't toured in a few years. It doesn't pop up in a lot of companies' schedules very often because it is such a unique show. This show ends like no other show ends. I can't think of a play or a musical that ends the way Pippin ends. And, you know, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but it's different from every other show I've ever seen. And that's part of what appeals to me so much about it, is it is a distinct experience for anyone who's in theater or sees theater.
I would also think that the openness that the theater department at Eureka has to bringing in actors from the outside is also of value to your students, because that means that over the course of their 4 years, they're not just working with the same group of 15 or 20 or 30 fellow students, but they're working with faculty members, and they're working with younger performers, and they're working with people from the outlying communities. And that gives them more points of connection, more people to learn from, and just a deeper experience.
Right. One of the things that I have found has been like a side effect of this is the company members who are in the shows I work on, they meet the people who are not necessarily of Eureka College in one way or another, and wind up in other shows. So they wind up, you see them in Cornstalk or Peoria Players, or, you know, when they decide to, you know, branch out and move out, they wind up, you know, knowing how to integrate themselves into a community better and, you know, get opportunities in L.A. or Chicago. It's been really cool watching, because I've been here, this is my 9th year at Eureka College, watching the alumni that I started with as students branching out and staying involved in theater. Even if it wasn't necessarily their career, they find theater has enriched their lives in some way. So that's really rewarding.
You mentioned before we started recording that all of the plays actually act as a fundraiser for the theater department as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So the ticket price, we always have to list it, but we actually list it as pay what you decide. Mm-hmm. If you come and you just want to see the show, you're more than welcome. We're so glad that you're there. We do recommend a donation of $5, but it really is whatever you can give. All of it's appreciated. And every penny of what's going to come into the gate for Pippin will go to the Eureka College Theater Scholarship Fund.
We've been talking with Marty Lynch about Eureka College's production of the musical Pippin. Performances continue tonight through Sunday in the Pritchard Theater. Thank you for being with us, and break a leg.
Thank you.
And tonight is Live at the Five Spot at the Contemporary Arts Center. This week, they will feature the Kevin Hart Trio performing in the Preston Jackson Gallery from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. More information can be had at 309-674-6822.
And the Peoria Riverfront Museum recently opened a couple of new exhibits. One of those is called American Decoy, the Invention. It features a collection of duck decoys, a distinctly American art form, and one in which this part of Illinois played a central role. The exhibit traces the evolution of decoys from a common hunter's tool to an art form in its own right. That exhibit continues through April 28th.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking to local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.